Gail Conway is back with the business news now.
Thanks, Justin. Well, could robots steal the spotlight in 2026? The largest technology conference in the world is kicking off in Las Vegas today. CES, formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show, sets the tone for the latest gadgets and robots we can expect to see this year. To discuss this year's trends, I'm joined on the line by the Irish Times technology and business reporter Ciara O'Brien. Ciara, what are the big trends this year?
I think there's no surprise that people will see that AI has been at the forefront of everything. And AI is kind of, it's working our way, working its way into every part of technology and every part of our lives. So what you're seeing at CES this year is everything AI again. NVIDIA, for example, unveiled new chips, as you would expect, but they also unveiled new AI models that are designed to make autonomous cars smarter and to make them, I suppose, to bring them to the market and make them a bit easier for people to use. So these new models will kind of accelerate the development of these vehicles. They can analyse the world around them. For example, if traffic lights are out, what does the car do? And I think actually we saw there's some footage during the rounds of an AI, or an autonomous car actually stalled on the middle of the Las Vegas Strip from a few days ago. So I think, you know, something like this would actually help, you know, I suppose people trust these cars more and I suppose put their minds at ease that they will be able to deal with unexpected incidents. But there is a big kind of shift as well towards robotics. I mean, Hyundai are kind of coming out in kind of in a big way again in favour of robotics. So Boston Dynamics unveiled its Atlas robot. It's the first time it's out of the lab and in front of an audience. Now, you might have seen this robot before. It's the kind of humanoid robot. When it stands up, it looks a bit odd, but it can lift up to 110 pounds, has arms that extend 7.5 feet. It has a 4-hour battery pack, but the key thing is here, when it starts to wind down, it actually goes and changes its own. It learns from the world around it. It shares that information with these other Atlas robots.
And it is looking more human-like, isn't it? The movements and everything.
They are, but I think there's a danger making these things too human as well, because people get freaked out by them. And, you know, I've seen some of the Boston Dynamics robots up close. We've all seen kind of the robot dogs and those kind of things. And to be honest, they are a bit unsettling. So I think if you make the risk of making them look too human is that people actually don't really want them around, because there is that kind of uncanny valley thing that we've seen with, say, computer graphics, where things look human, but they're not quite human. And there's something behind the eyes, This isn't the case here. But they weren't the only ones. Like LG showcased an AI robot butler. The chance, I suppose, of you or I having one of these in our home anytime soon is very slim. What is more likely, and what was kind of, as we've already mentioned about AI there, but the idea that AI will be built into our homes and our cars, our workplaces, that is something, I suppose, that's more realistic for people. And Samsung were going big on that. They were kind of showcasing this idea of an AI companion to living concept. And that's AI in everything. That's like they have TVs that, you know, has an AI assistant that will adjust the picture, say, for different types of viewing automatically. It will create different types of sound for you. If you're watching sports, it will make the sound like you're in the stadium.
Okay, Ciara, sorry to interrupt you. We're just running out of time there. So chips and everything and AI wars. And for Irish involvement, Perry is making an announcement this evening. Ciara O'Brien, Irish Times technology and business reporter, thanks for joining us on the line this morning. I'll have more business in the next hour.